Welcome to the HS Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We are a podcast for innkeepers covering Hearthstone's Fireside Gatherings. With insight and information, we hope all of our fellow innkeepers will find useful. I'm Avantes from Knoxville, Tennessee.
I am Root from Orlando, Florida.
And I am Mallory from Halifax in Canada. Almost forgot.
Right? So where are you now? It's like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego? A Leary version. Coming up here in episode number 330 of the Inquiries Podcast.
Older than I am.
Yeah, don't rub it in. We got some regular news, shares, and spotlights that we're going to cover with you guys. And, of course, we're going to talk about our favorite things inside and outside of this podcast so far.
Indeed. And don't forget, for all of your Fireside Gathering innkeeper needs, check out firesidegatherings.com. And, of course, check out the amazing resource website, hsinnkeepers.com as well.
All right. Well, after a couple of weeks, we are back. We have a little bit of news to talk about this week. But first, O'Leary has big news.
I have news. I guess it's kind of big. I'm really excited to be heading out to Toronto this weekend to be lead on site for America Playoffs, Summer Playoffs this weekend. But not only that, there will be two innkeepers joining me, Donmi and Little Red. You may recognize them from the Discord server. They helped me with HCT Toronto. They're coming back to help now with playoffs. And I think it really speaks volumes about, you know, if you really are interested in the esports competitive side that Fireside Gatherings can be, you know, just working hard at it and, you know, making the most of every opportunity, you can find bigger opportunities within that. And I think this year when Blizzard announced that there would be less venues and that they were going to be structuring more towards quality control with some of the issues in the past with playoffs locations, I think it also speaks a lot to their confidence in us as innkeepers that, and I know with other venues as well, they are bringing in some of the heavy hitters to assist with those locations as leads as well. So congrats to all of the innkeepers that are working this weekend that would have worked EU as well and APAC. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to get the Toronto crew together for another big HCT event.
That's awesome. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think you hit it right on the nose where there were venue issues. There have been venue issues, and you realize that less is actually better. So I'm glad that in good hands up there with you guys and everywhere else. So good job.
Right.
Thank you. And in slightly less revealing news, in a way, I personally have had quite a lot of people reach out asking about the Innkeeper Summit for this year. I think you guys have too. There is kind of underground talk within the Discord server for those who know about the Innkeeper Summit, which is a kind of a special get together that Blizzard has run in the past for innkeepers for us to get together. It's almost like what's the term for one of those? It's like a
mini convention, a summit.
It's like a conference.
A summit, if you
there
will.
We go.
Yeah,
it's almost like a little conference.
There you go.
For us to kind of get together and share expertise, kind of like the Discord server. The word on the grapevine is that there are still plans for one this year. It just might be later in the year. So if you haven't received an invite, because by this time last year, invites had gone out, don't lose hope, don't lose faith. As far as we know, plans are still to go ahead with one this year. Just no date confirmed or any details confirmed with it yet.
But yeah, that the last Innkeeper Summit is where this show was born.
That's right.
It was a twinkle in our eye.
It's, yeah.
So,
a lot of cool things come out of those summits. So
yes, a lot of really cool ideas. And we're seeing a lot of ideas. One of the things I like is some of the stuff we talked about, we're now seeing.
That's right.
Not everything. Yeah. There's still stuff, you know, still in their boilerplate. But a lot of things that Blizzard told us or that we've been pushed back and went, no, that's a stupid idea. Why don't you do this? That we're starting to see now. So it's not everything, because sometimes they hear us and go, well, that's a stupid idea too. So it's, you know, it's two-way street a lot of times. And but it's really cool to be part of that process. So.
And we are lobbying hard to really try and get an episode of the Innkeeper podcast there. We have no idea if Blizzard will let it happen at all, but
I don't know if we could do a live show. I mean, it would just be weird.
Right?
I know. Yeah.
I think it would be cool. We'll see. I don't know. it's like I don't know. We'll try.
We're live every week.
Yeah, but we'd be live there.
In person.
Yeah, with other innkeepers.
The problem with in person is that Marspad could throw his shoes at us.
He wouldn't have them. They'd be up in his room.
The problem is we all have to wear pants.
That's not a problem for me. That everyone needs to wear those. That's fine. Yeah, it was a lot of fun last year. It really was. So. It would be very exciting to see them do something similar again.
Yep. So, all right. In other news, we are 2 days into season 2 of Tavern Hero Qualifiers. So they started 2 days ago on May the 6th, and this season will run through June 17th. So... make your plans to run your events, and remember, you have to schedule those 10 days in advance, so get them in now to run them a couple of weeks from now, and get out there and have some fun, qualify your players.
Yeah, we had a really good one the last time around, and I got to get one scheduled, because we have really good turnouts for the THQs, so... Got to have it happen.
Awesome. All right. So I guess that brings us to the top share of the week, O'Leary.
The top share of the week. And thank the gods, our number one fan is back in chat tonight, Marspad, because our share of the week is a post, a share by Marspad. So we had thrown out some feelers earlier in the week. Or some of the favorite things that people like innkeepers had as innkeepers. And I believe this came up kind of on the tail end of that, kind of within that vein of positivity and such. So what Marspad had said in his post is he says, okay, innkeepers, I have a challenge for you. You're going to eventually lose a game and be salty. But in that moment, I would love to see you send a friend invite and congratulate them on a game well played. I really want to see a genuine, unexpected conversation. Screenshots below. Best one gets 2 packs on Marspad. He said, I'll be doing this contest all across social media. I'll announce the winner in the comments in 2 weeks' time. Hashtag put the salt aside. Yeah. And that positivity, just trying to break that. And I find that Fireside Gatherings break that saltiness just naturally because you're there with people and you can share and the, you see what just happened? It's like, oh no. And like Fireside Gatherings in themselves can break that, but it can be hard to play online and kind of break through that salt wall, so to speak. So this is a really great, fun incentive that you're offering Marspad, and this is fully Innkeeper podcast approved.
Yeah, I'm totally digging it. Put the salt aside. I'm all about it. It's going to be really easy for me to do this because I lose all the time, so it's going to be awesome. hey, really quick, before I'm going to jump in here a little bit. It's not in our show notes. So the last month's Fireside Brawl, did you guys get a chance to play it at all? So what they did is they took your best dungeon run at the time. So however long, like the current one you're on, however far you've gotten, and then you challenge somebody else's current dungeon run deck. And I had one that I had just started. And I only killed like three bosses. So I was just barely into it. And I'm going up against people who have like 100 armor and like all these cards. It was just so lopsided. So just that would have been the one that I would have should have done and gotten the salt out, because that was a horrible experience for me.
But
yeah, it's, you know, it's going to happen. And I only did it like once or twice. And after that, I'm like, all right, look, if you need a win, challenge me. If you don't need a win, do not challenge me, because I won't accept it. So it was pretty fun. So, hey, we have our new Innkeeper Spotlight. This is Outfoxed Wolf from Atlanta, Georgia. He says, hi, everyone. First and foremost, pleased to be here. I've never hosted a fireside before, but I've attended a good bit. I'm interested in hosting them as a hobby, as I have hosted some at-home events amongst a dozen or so friends. So they've hosted some fireside gatherings. That's cool. Just regular old gatherings. It's awesome. Play, sit around, play Hearthstone. I'm interested in getting more involved with the outside of the house with a large crowd outside of my friend group so I can meet more of the wonderful community. I love Hearthstone and other TCGs. I've been playing in around 15 years. By the way, I'm a 31-year-old licensed massage therapist in the process of getting back to school to work in a clinical lab and later in the biochemistry field. That is what we need at Fireside Gatherings.
A license.
Yeah. Why didn't I think of this? Oh, man. I'm going to put the feelers, no pun intended. I'm going to put the feelers out. And I'm going to get, our next fireside, I'm going to get an LMT there. Yeah.
That would be cool. You do actually see at some of the LANs, some of the esports conventions, massage therapists for gaming specifically, because that is a, kind of a subset of massage therapy is actually
absolutely
engineering those treatments for gamers, which is really cool, because they have the little kind of like face down seat and you sit there, and it's, I haven't done it because it's weird over. That hundreds of people are going by, but in theory it's really cool, and they do really cool hand ones, and they like will tape your arm sometimes. It's cool.
I was working with an esports group here for a while, Central Florida esports group. And one of the gentlemen in that group was just that. There was one guy who was a clinical psychologist for esports. So this is a guy that gets in your game, gets you psyched up to keep playing. And then the other one was the actual massage therapist. And you're absolutely right. It's the shoulders, the neck, or just our posture. When we're gaming, we're all tense and hunched over. And then, you know, the hands get in. So, yeah, it was really cool. It was very cool. So, hey. Outfox Wolf from Atlanta, Georgia, welcome, well met. I'm glad you're part of the community. Fantastic intro there.
Indeed. And of course, we're going to say well met to all of our new joins over the past couple of weeks. We have Gidinden of Copenhagen in Denmark. I'm not laughing at the name. I'm laughing at how lacking I am in pronouncing it. I am terribly sorry. Of course, we have Outfox Wolf from Atlanta, Georgia. We have McLeetness from Denver in Colorado. Biro from Alkmaar in the Netherlands, and then we have Meek Nos from Davis, which is California in USA. So we have quite a few new joins for the past couple of weeks. Lots of new people joining, which I think is just Jesse. As new people come into the fold of Innkeepers, I'm pretty sure he must be sending some our way. So
cool. Well, well met, everybody. Yeah, we need to ISO our well met and play that right about there. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Not this week. I'll send you a reminder.
Guy.
Yeah. New. Yeah. Well, wait till you get the new app installed, and then I'll bug you.
All right.
Definitely. And do remember, if you are in the Discord server, maybe you haven't posted your member intro yet or changed your server nickname just to include your location, but make sure you do, because once you do that, you gain access to all of the resource channels, which is really what this Discord is about sharing our experiences and knowledge to benefit the community globally as a whole. So if you haven't done it yet, do get to doing it, and feel free to tag me if you have any issues switching that stuff up.
That's right. At A-L-E-I-R-R-I.
Yeah. Sure. That's it.
What a laugh. That was awesome.
I was not expecting that. I've never heard anyone else spell my name before.
All right. Well, that brings us to our main topic this week. And this was something we had discussed and wanted to get you guys involved with. So we posted a question in the Discord channel. I guess it was early this past weekend. And basically it was, what's been your most favorite memory or thing that you have done while in keeping? And so, you know, we'll start and then we'll read from some of the submissions we got. We had a couple of submissions from you guys. We'll read those. But for me, one of the biggest things, one of my biggest takeaways from innkeeping has to be the summer 2016 HCT event. I got to host a location here locally. We held it at a local game store, and we had a computer company, a local computer company sponsor for that event, and they had set up some PCs for people to come try out and play on. Well, we had a guy walk in who knew nothing about Hearthstone. He just saw the event going on, saw the big crowd, and was like, hey, this is really cool. What's going on? One of my admins actually took him aside, took him back to an open PC, sat him down, walked him through creating an account, and then helped him get started into the tutorial of Hearthstone. And seeing that new players, you know, here I am surrounded by players playing at a high caliber, competing for a spot in HCT, and here you have this guy who's never played the game before, his first time, the look of wonder in his eye as he's going through the tutorial. That just really made the whole weekend for me. It was awesome to be able to see him, see his excitement of the game new and fresh, and I really love that. I guess the other big takeaway for me is I love getting to meet all of the people that we have met, that we have in this such awesome community. You know, getting to meet everybody at the summits, getting to meet the players at HCT events, just the sense of community in Hearthstone is unlike anything in any other game I've ever been a part of. And I just love interacting with people and getting to meet new people. I mean, the bus trips at Summit are insane. You know, we go
the selfies
for these
are legendary.
Yeah, we go for the conference to share information, but the bus trips are legendary. I mean, come on.
And it's everyone's playing Hearthstone on them.
That's like, right, like, of course. So, all right, Illyria, how about you? What's been some of your favorite moments?
Well, I'm just trying not to cry again. So one of my personal favorites as an innkeeper, it honestly, every instance when you have someone come for the first time, it is special. And whether they're a completely new player or they are, you know, they've played a lot of ladder and they want to get into the competitive, like, it's always fun when new people come. But there's this one player, I was hosting one of my first big events in Toronto, and it was a Hallow's End themed event, and I go all out, so it was like really themed, really fun and all this, and this I'd really tried to get like people coming out because the scene there was the community just hadn't been really active for a while, so quite a few people show up, and by quite a few people I mean like 30 over the course of the night. Like, it wasn't huge, but like considering what had been there before, it was. Anyway, so I'm running this little thing, and at the time, you know, like, I don't even think that like Julia Little Red, who's up in Toronto now, she had been involved. So it was like one of those, you're kind of running around by yourself as an innkeeper, just trying to get to everyone and talk to everyone. And there was this one player who was his first time ever coming out to anything Hearthstone, and he really enjoyed the game. He wasn't really looking to get competitive, he just really wanted to enjoy it and have fun. And like those 5 minutes when I talked to him, I could tell that he like appreciated that. And so he was actually one of the players, because the event was lucky enough to get one of the Hallow's End support kits that Blizzard will send out during expansions and special times of the year. And he got one of the Keep It Deadly boxes. And this player's handle, and to this day, because I still know him, is Death Knight. And he opened the Lich King, like opened the Death Knight. And I'd never seen anyone in years open the Death Knight of those Cupid Deadly boxes. And they were like a staple for years in those support kits. I'd never seen anyone open it. And Death Knight opened the Death Knight. And it's just one of those really special moments where like everyone around was just like, whoa, like that's so cool. And just really got into it. It was just really fun. Kind of a fluky thing, but it really kind of connected our community. And even from that day, there were still people from that one event that will still go out to events in Toronto. And even Death Knight, he's competed at some of the larger tournaments that have been run there as well, because that kind of experience kind of inspired him to stay connected within the community and try out competing. He's really not a bad player, as it turns out. So though, like that experience, I don't know, it just stands out to me personally. Definitely the summits. I'm going to do three things because 3-0 as our kind of birthday. The Innkeeper Summits, but there has been two, but the one last year was just really special. And I can't really put my finger on what it was, but it was something about how the mix of people was such a mixture of experienced kind of veterans and new people. And like Root, like you mentioned, like the Discord server and the podcast, the Discord server had come out kind of just right before it had happened. So it has grown from that one event and from everyone that was there. And then the podcast has come from that. And oh my God, I'm going to cry. But it's just like that feeling, it was just really embodied throughout that whole event. And we laugh about Marsped losing his shoes, but that is such a great memory kind of from that event. And there's just lots of things like that from it, that even though we came from all walks of life from all around the world, and we all have different communities and challenges, and you know, we've had different successes in what we do, it was just really, really cool to kind of get together and feel like together we can actually globally affect change for the communities. So that was really cool for me. And the third one for me is just every single time someone says that they have learned or benefited from one of the podcast shows, like it just hits me in the feels, because it feels like an extension of what we're trying to do with the Discord server, where it's like all you need to do is kind of help one person or kind of open their perspective in one component of what we're doing. And I to know that that kind of impact is happening, even just having Marspad and KW Firesides in the chat every week saying, thank you for doing this, I learned it. That's a really big moment as an innkeeper for me every week, to feel like we are kind of working together to do something bigger than ourselves with this little game called Hearthstone.
I want to remind everyone that, you know, this podcast is Aleri's brainchild. This was her idea. Based out of the summit last year, you know, she said, what if we could do the summit every week? What if we could share information and get together with people and talk about this stuff every week? And Root and I were just like, hell yeah, sign us up. You know, I mean, this is a great idea. So we wouldn't all be here without, you know, the summit to bring everybody together and to build off of. And as Aleri said, you know, this is just an extension of that.
And the idea wouldn't have even come to me if it wasn't for you guys talking about your podcast that you do. And I was like, wait a second. Like it was like the time I realized you could heat up pizza in a frying pan instead of a microwave was when I was taking it from the fridge to the microwave. And there was literally a pan in the same frame. And it was like, what if I tried this? And it's like 100 times better. It was just putting those things in frame. And I think it's your guys' skill and experience with this stuff that really makes it happen and sparked the idea. So it's kudos to you guys as well, for sure. I'm just an ideas person.
Yeah, I've heard that before from you. Like when you said, I'm not going to be on the show, guys. I'm just the idea person.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, well, yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. And it didn't at all. So yeah. It's awesome.
So how about you, Root?
I've got... So I've got three here that I'm going to share as well. And the first one, you reminded me of it, Avantes, when we were doing, it was an event we were doing down for, it was like some weird special event that Blizzard was doing. It was at Buffalo Wild Wings, and it was before, this was Journey to Ngoro, and it was before the HCTs that they actually had at Buffalo Wild Wings. They just wanted to see if Buffalo Wild Wings could actually support Hearthstone and what we were doing. So we went down there, and we did that for Blizzard, and it was a big event. And this dad comes in. There's people all over. We took over like half the restaurant. And his dad comes in. He's kind of like, he's got his son with him. His son is like super into it. He's got, you know, he's getting all the swagging around. We got like, we had hats and noses and a bunch of weird stuff. And the dad just kind of like, you know, just get me a beer type thing. It really is all he wanted. And which is fine. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And I walked up to him. I was like, "Hey, you know, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. I see you brought your player." I said, "Do you play?" He's like, "No, don't even know what this is." He said we had to come, and here we are. And I was like, "Well, cool." I was like, "You play cards?" He goes, "Yeah, I play cards. Love cards." I'm like, "It's not that different." So I actually started talking with him, got him to download it. I might have bent my own prize rules a little bit and went and got him some the keys for some card packs. Had done that, but we got him past the innkeeper into the game, and he was able to that same day play Hearthstone with his son that he had never done before.
Aww.
And it was just like, I was like, here we go. It might start something with this family that they didn't have. Who knows? And it was really cool. And you know, nobody cared that I gave away some card packs to the guy to get him caught up a little bit. So it was awesome. It was very cool. Now, switching to the show, by far my favorite episode that we have done to date was when Ben Reddington and I kind of took over from our respective maker spaces and showed people what they could make and what they could do. Ben continues to just inspire me. You know, I follow him on Facebook and on Instagram. He continues to inspire me to get out there and build new stuff and get new stuff from my patrons. You know, I do a Hearthstone trophy that we give out on major events. If we do some kind of fun tournament, we don't. But especially if it's a qualifier, if we do a qualifier, they're going to get a cool 3D printed trophy. If we're doing something else, they may get a Hearthstone. They're definitely going to get a Hearthstone for almost every event. And we have boom bots, a bunch of other things that we're continuing to print and make for the events. I made the cool light box for Witchwood launch party. And all that just because Ben continues to inspire me to all the cool stuff that he's doing. And that, honestly, I didn't expect from the show. I thought it was going to be a lot of us just finding information and giving and pouring it out, you know, week in and week out. But the amount of information we get back is phenomenal. From the Discord server, from personal notes, from Facebook messages, it's just really cool. And it's a lot of fun for me to do that. And lastly but not least, anytime we have Swinghammer on, somebody was waiting for that. It's just a great episode to get his insight, his technical abilities, his attitude about things, how he handles himself. It might be 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning there. He's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. You know, hey, look at this giant board of electronics I've got." You know, and so just to have the interaction with him, it really to me defines what an innkeeper is. It's someone who's willing to give of themselves for the better good. You know, so someone else has a great time. And if he's going to wait up at 3 o'clock in the morning for us to slag in there and talk to him, then that's just awesome.
And just for those of you who don't know Swinghammer, Swinghammer is Jasper innkeeper out in Germany. And what's his league called? I'm awful. It's
Barcraft HS.
It is BHL, right?
Yes.
It's basically a 20, I think the most he's had is like plus 20 different innkeepers simultaneously competing in a tournament, kind of what would happen with HCT. So, you know, we have just to have that kind of expertise come on the show and be available for other innkeepers to ask questions and to kind of pick the brains of, and even outside of that, in the Discord server. People are always available. If you need to know about Battlefy, ask Matt. If you need to know about, you know, graphics that we've used for our show, we, of course, we lean on Ben, and I've leant on both Sams in the past to assist with that as well. And we're just so giving and so sharing of our time and our experience. And I'm going to stop talking so I don't cry again. I've made it almost 3 episodes without crying.
All right. Well, we did get a little bit of feedback from you guys, and I'll read the first one, and then I'll let Root and O'Leary fight for who's going to read the next one.
I'll take the second one, because that's Doug, and we got some history, so
All right, so our first one is from our buddy Marspad, and he says, "My favorite moment as an innkeeper was seriously my last event. As players got ready for the Hearthstone Raven meta, they soon realized they were also in a giant game of werewolf, where all of the patrons at the tournament were also villagers of a peaceful and quiet town of Dickens. It was soon discovered that werewolves were among them, and just before the beginning of every round, the beasts would secretly get together and vote to kill a patron. Before the tournament had even started, the werewolves gruesomely murdered our beloved Zach James, who would later go on to win the tournament."
I like that they, like, targeted the best player.
"As the villagers interrogated each other during the event, they would eventually have to vote to off one of the townsfolk in suspicions that they were a werewolf. At the end of the first day, the town decided to hang the local innkeeper, McBrooms, from Calgary, for the murder of Zach. And sure enough, the town was right. They had found the werewolf right off the bat. But many rounds would pass as the final werewolf would hide in the shadowy corner and continue to kill. And so did the villagers, attempting to save the town from the horror. In the end, and the beginning of the final round, the town meeting held a very long discussion that would end up having Mayor Matt Swanson putting At Harvest from Calgary and Cody Gammon onto the chopping block. They were so close, but they ended up offing the wrong villager, and Harvest slayed the rest of the town, and they all died a horrible, gruesome death."
That sounds like one of Bites' adventure companion.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
That's so cool. Thank you for writing that out.
It does. That is so awesome. And Doug writes in, and I said Doug had some, we had some history. Doug was actually the first innkeeper I met through the Discord server, because we both came to the airport at the same time and connected on the Discord server on our phones so we could get a ride out of there and over to the hotel. So it was like really cool doing that, you know.
What did we do before the Discord server?
I don't know.
Let me tell you what we did before the Discord server.
So Facebook.
Real quick throwback to the first Innkeeper Summit. I'm standing outside the airport waiting on the shuttle to pick me up. There's like 8 people standing around me, all waiting on the same shuttle to go to the same hotel. I'm looking around at them, don't know anybody. All of a sudden, one guy turns around and goes, "Anybody else here for Hearthstone?" I just kind of raised my hand, and he's like, "Hi, I'm Steven from Fairfax, Virginia. Nice to meet you."
No way. It was Weaver.
He was, so Weaver was the first person I ever met outside of, you know, my local community. So it was pretty cool.
That is awesome. That's
a
great
story. I
can
see Weaver doing that too, just being like, "So."
Yes, so. That is so cool. So Doug from Detroit, he comes in and he says, "One of his favorite memories and moments as an innkeeper, he'd say it was over a year ago when one of his patrons, a new player, he'd been playing for less than 6 months, and he had enough cards to roughly assemble 4 playable decks and to come to a Conquest Fireside tournament. It was supposed to be a THQ. He did not know what that was, but thought it was cool. We had 14 or 15 players, so not enough for the event to count, but this new player, Lyondin, made it to the finals with his janky lineup. His final opponent, Firebat. He didn't even know who Firebat was at first, but thought the name sounded familiar. When he found out, he was spooked, to say the least. Well, that new player has gone on to compete in several tournaments, never really doing badly. And at the recent EGLX event, he had a match featured on stream with none other than Firebat casting it. Lion didn't win that stream match, but fell short of the top 8 in the event. It's just so neat to see someone just starting out and developing into a great player over the course of a year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always some pride in that when one of your players does well. Mm-hmm. There's some pride.
Yeah, you know? I have a player, his name's Mess, and that happened too. His first tournament was at the Fan Expo Hearthstone tournament a couple years ago in Toronto, and he made like top 8 kind of out of nowhere. And then after that, like, he's on a team now, and he competes at DreamHacks, and he was competing at HCT Toronto, and like, it's just, he's such a really nice person, and it's been really fun as an innkeeper to see from Fireside development turn into kind of like a, what could be like a very promising esports career. Like, it is really fun to see that stuff firsthand.
Yeah, I follow prominently. Anytime I have run an HCT event and any of the players that have come and played at my venue, I follow them, their careers pretty closely. We had Bloody Face at our very first event, and they just, I guess Blizzard just released the top 100 rankings for all time for players, and he came in like 71st or something on the list of all time points leaders. So I was really happy and excited to see him on that list. So
that's crazy cool.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, thanks everybody so much for your submissions. I know it's kind of a last minute thing, but we do appreciate that. And great stories. And I am sure that now that you've heard these, you're all thinking about the stories that are running through your minds about those special events. And feel free to share those, because we'll always drop those on our show. Those are always fun to have. We are still working on the next contest.
Well, hang on. Yeah, real quick.
Okay.
Corvach in Twitch chat just threw in his favorite moment as an innkeeper. He says, one of my favorite moments was my very first Fireside gathering, which was also a THQ. And out of nowhere, a Hearthstone caster and 3 pro players showed up. Did you know they're normal people too?
No. They just That's have more awesome. Salt in their veins. That's
awesome. I don't know if you guys saw the picture from a couple weeks ago when our good old buddy Ben Brode showed up at a Fireside.
Yeah, he showed up.
Yeah. At Scott's Fireside, yep.
He's shown up to Scott's like 3 times.
Yeah. That's just insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
He's actually hosting a lunch event tonight.
Yes, he is, yep.
Good luck to Bites, yep.
Yep, so good luck to him on that one. So, yeah, we are still bringing you guys another contest. It is in the works. We're trying to get some details ironed out, and then we will be able to present that to you guys, because you did such an awesome job last time. We were crying and laughing so hard. So this one, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. We just, like I said, we're getting some stuff ironed out, and we will bring that to you guys soon.
Very soon. And before we close out the show, I did forget a tease. A little bit of a tease that is coming up for next week. So, as you may know, I am representing the Innkeeper podcast in the United Hearthstone League. Now, I have a match tomorrow with certain things that have happened within the league. I basically have a stand-in opponent for next week. And that is actually going to be Cora. And I'm going to play right before the podcast next week.
Lily versus Cora next week.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun loss for me. I'll take that for the team. So I'll be able to share
when that match?
You guys next week as well. It's next week at, we're aiming for 6 p.m. Eastern, probably like 6, 7 or so.
Okay.
So it'll
Remind me, and I will try to host the UHL stream on our channel for people who would like to watch.
Fun. Yeah. I'm sorry, as a representative of the podcast, that I might lose this one.
Don't be sorry. You go play that and you have fun with it.
I will. I will. Cora is a lot of fun. She's such a nice lady. So it'll be fun to play here. So
yes.
Yeah.
We get to see all of the badass women of Hearthstone this season in memory of our good friend Toast the Badger. So it's going to be a great match. It's going to be a great season. So really looking forward to it. All right, gang. So that's going to wrap up everything for this week. This week on episode 30, we talked about a few of our favorite things.
I was hoping you would sing that.
Thank you for singing that.
And we did talk about the possibility of another contest coming soon. So stay tuned. We are going to talk to some people who may or may not be in chat at the moment about the possibility of us running another contest. Hint, hint. And we'll let you guys know once we have all that ironed out. Aliri, if people want to follow your trials and tribulations in the UHL, where can they find you?
You can find me at Aliri, A-L-E-I-R-R-I, Twitch. I am on Instagram as well. The link is through my Twitter for that one. And
it is fun to laugh at when they spell.
When they spell?
Yeah, your name. It is fun to laugh at when it's spelled out like that.
It's awkward to spell for some reason. It's like A-L-E. It's like, they're not, it's not like, they're all like overly pronounced. Roots, where can people find you?
If I'm not here, then you can find me usually about Hearthcast. Once a week, to throw that show up there. I've been doing it a while now. It's a Blizzard Universe podcast. You can also find me, wow, where am I else now? Monday nights, you can go ahead and jump if you really want to. Jump over on the Facebook to POPK Live. That's Pain or Painkilla. Different show.
A radio show, like...
That's
almost
the radio show. Yeah, we did not. Nothing happened this week. I was really surprised that we got nothing bad this week. So we're good on that one. So I was kind of happy on that. We didn't almost get shut down. Yeah. So we simulcast with on Mixlr and through the Valencia College Radio there. Monday night 7:30, around 7:30. We'll kick it off, and we normally wrap it up about 8:30 or so. You can also catch me over on the Nation of Makers podcast. That's a new venture that I'm doing with some of the folks over at the Nation of Makers, which is basically all the stuff they do in the makerspaces. It is actually like this show for people who own makerspaces. So just replace Hearthstone Innkeepers with Makers, and that is what that show is. So it's kind of kind of cool doing two shows. But the beauty of that show is I'll be in Santa Fe, New Mexico in June, and be doing a couple of the episodes out there with Adam Savage. And after I wrap that up, then even more cooler, is that a word, I think, I get to travel to Washington, D.C. and talk to some congressmen and some statesmen and some other folks about our hobby of podcasting. So
thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I love that session. You're like going all the places. That's so cool.
So wow. It's going to be a whirlwind tour. I have to give you guys updates. I ordered additional equipment today so I can take some more stuff on the road with me so I don't have to miss an episode of HS Innkeepers. So, Avanti's my dear friend. Where can people find you?
Well, you can find me in the Twitterverse at Avanti's HS. And you can also find me every Wednesday night on a little show called Hero Power. It's also a Hearthstone-based podcast. Then in June, I'm not going to be doing anything cool. And in July, I'm not going to be doing anything cool. And in August,
well, we don't know.
I don't know. Everything's up in the air. So I'm just not as cool as Ruth. Like chat says, I need to get his autograph now while he's still talking to us.
Well, it's funny because in June as well, like the first, on the 6th, I leave to go to Montreal to go work the Formula One with my dad, which will be really
fun.
That's
cool.
That's been like a dream for like a decade for us. But he's been doing it for a few years and like a bunch of, for those of you who don't know, I work at a racetrack and I'm marshal and stuff like cars and bikes, super bikes, crashes, things like that. Super fun, gentle stuff. He's been going up for a few years now, and it'll be like our first like.
You should wear like trip. Your track suit one day.
So it's not okay. It's not a track suit. It's literally like, you know, those painter onesies.
Well, I know what it looks like. You know, I know it's not like a what we consider a track suit for running. No, I know it's a suit that you wear on the track, but it's like flame resistant and everything else. I get
mine
it.
Is not. I need to upgrade.
They don't give you a flame resistant one?
It's just white. Like it's tricky because we're never like, really in like super serious danger, but like it's not like orange, it's white, and it's just I don't have like we're honestly the track here, it's a bit like grassroots. But for Formula One, I do need to have all of that gear. So
when you get that gear, I expect photos and selfies and stuff on the internet.
It'll be on Instagram. That's where I post all my track stuff. So.
That'll work. All right, well, folks, don't forget, you can always join us in our Discord. We have set up a bit.ly for you that makes it a lot easier for you to get over there. That's bit.ly/HSInnkeepers. Always check out all the resources over on HSInnkeepers.com. Our good buddy Scott Bites maintains that website, and you cannot find a better place for community efforts and community materials and resources. It is awesome. Now, the official resources, of course, over in resources.firesidegatherings.com. So you want to check that out, too, to get everything that you need to know about and for your Fireside Gatherings.
All right. Well, as we wrap up this week, we want to, of course, thank all of you that join us live in the chat. We love having you, being able to interact with you on a weekly basis. And all of you listening out there in the ether, thanks for downloading us. Thanks for joining us each week. And we will see you all again next week.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the HS Innkeepers podcast. For legendary resources and more, go to hsinnkeepers.com. Swinghammer.